On today's Thursday edition of Farm Time, more of my interview recorded last week at our NAFB meeting with Jace Wagner, CEO of Compeer Financial. Before getting to that, though, I wanted to mention that U.S. Senate Ag Committee Chairman Debbie Stabenow has released her draft farm bill text 6 months after releasing her original framework and just weeks before Congress adjourns. With other pressing legislation before lawmakers during this lame duck session, including passing a measure to fund the government and potential disaster aid, according to information I've received, the probability of farm bill passage remains slim. Now more of my conversation with Jace Wagner, beginning with the importance of farmers communicating with their lender. All the years that I've done interviews of this type, for which goes back to several, one of the keys has always been, farmer, communicate with your lender. Let him know your situation. You've got to tell him so that he can work with you.
Yeah, the more you work with your lender, the more proactive you are. We can help you benchmark your facility, make you understand where you may have opportunities to either lighten the load or load up as you go into the future, connect you with others who can give you advice and help you understand different situations. Again, that diverse network that we have, we can really bring a lot of value to a farmer. And the more they're communicating, the more we understand it and the more we can help.
With a new administration as we head into a new year, your thoughts on any changes as far as the Fed is concerned?
So we're expecting the Fed to stay the course. I think Chairman Powell has been pretty adamant that he's not under the purview of the president. And so we're hopeful that he can continue on his path of lowering rates. It certainly helps out on operating lines and the general friction that comes from higher interest rates. So hoping that continues, hoping there's stability there. Really, if it were something to happen there and create a lot of uncertainty, I think interest rates would likely go up, which is very impactful, obviously, to an asset-intensive industry like agriculture. So looking for stability there. Hopefully the Fed can stay on their path. And really, if we have some level of prosperity, hopefully have lower interest rates overall. That would be a real positive for everybody in ag country and something we're looking forward to, hopefully happens.
As you heard, I began the interview today with Mr. Wagner, stressing the importance again of farmers communicating with their lenders during these tight agricultural times. That's today's Farm Time. I'm Mike Perrine.